At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Spooderman.
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things gaming, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Spooderman. What up, guys? It's the idiot of the podcast.
Root.
What?
So before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. I am Groot.
I am Groot. We are Groot.
We are. So at the most recent PlayStation Showcase, we got a new look at Spider-Man 2 from Insomniac. I want to talk about it with you because while this game looks 11 out of 10 status, I had some gripes about the trailer.
Too short?
All right. Well, let's get this part out of the way because then we can talk about the gameplay and all that stuff, which I think is amazing. Is it me? Or
It is me.
Do you think this game trailer would have been better if they just saved the moment for the symbiote suit for the end of the trailer?
100%, but I feel like people, from the way they teased on the end of it, you knew about the symbiote, you knew Spider-Man was going to get on it. But I feel like, yeah, no, I agree. I wish they didn't show. I mean, they had to. I get it. To simulate how it's going to function. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be like, oh, it's just, you know, upgraded graphics on the new console. It looks kind of the same, which it doesn't. It looks fucking phenomenal. I get why they had to show the symbiote suit. I just kind of wish they didn't.
Well, that's my thing. Like, the trailer started off, I mean, technically, if you want to get technical, it started with Kraven the Hunter, blah, blah, blah.
Which, that graphic for that, oh my god, huh?
We'll get into that. My main gripe about this all, that just doesn't sound good. My main gripe about this is the symbiote suit, Black Spider-Man, like the whole thing, it was just thrown out there. He literally jumped out of the basement door and was like, I'm wearing the black suit.
Well, yeah, also, we don't know. They did like a flash forward like 6 months later or whatever. Yeah. So it's like, we don't know where this game is going to take place. For all we know, this could be a cutscene and 6 months later. Something can happen in the beginning of Spider-Man that leads up to him getting it. We don't know.
At least for me and like my fandom for Spider-Man, it would have been better if we got the events leading up to him getting the symbiote and then at the end of the trailer do like what they did for Spider-Man 3 and have him like getting oozed and like then you reveal the chest. And that's it.
That sounds so wrong.
We're saying such things. We're in it now. So you might as well just keep it going.
I honestly wish that they show Kraven the Hunter. They show Reed Richards. What's the lizard's name?
Oh, Dr. Connors.
Dr. Connors as human, not as a lizard. So you'd be like, oh, they have Doc Connors in this game. Is he going to be the lizard now? Like, I feel like if they should have saved that part at least for the game instead of just showing him as the lizard. And another thing is, I kind of wish they would show Harry in the beginning of the game rather than showing the symbiote. Because you'd be like, why is Harry all fine? Where's the symbiote? Blah, 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 blah.
Keen listeners, if you were listening to the trailer, Spider-Man dropped a line where he's like, Dr. Connors is the only one who can save Harry. And spoilers for people who haven't played Spider-Man 1, I guess it's your fault at this point. You know, at the end of that game, Harry is shown. I was very close to saying Harry Styles. I don't know why I was about to say Harry Styles. But Harry Osborn was in this tank and he was covered in the symbiote. So and at some point between then and now, the symbiote got out and got now out. It's lurking.
Well, and to be fair, to make clear, the thing is why Harry was sick was because his mother had his illness and it's assumed that Harry had it. That was a great like a little cliffhanger at the end of Spider-Man 1 because we're all for, you know, is Harry is away. Away from school, right, doing something that they keep mentioning it and all that, and then at the end you just see Harry Osborn be like, my son Harry
in my tube.
He's a tube baby. He's a test tube baby,
technically. I mean, if he is. But now I want to talk about the gameplay, the combat for the symbiote suit. I mean, the tentacles, the combos. And it looks like, as the story goes, and like this is a thing for the symbiote suit, it happened in the movie, happened everywhere else. As the trailer went on, the suit got more connected with Peter Parker, mm-hmm. and he started becoming more aggressive. He started like really like messing people up. So I'm gonna love to see how that plays out.
Do you think Miles is gonna die?
No, they can't kill Miles.
I feel like they have to kill someone. You're coming off with Aunt May dying. Somebody needs to die that's in Peter's life.
Now, my pick for this to be the thing that tell, and I just thought of this. I don't know how I did this, but we know the symbiote is somehow, we assume it's off of Harry. Harry is either out of his tube or he's still in a stasis state or whatever. Mm. In Peter Parker's blind rage, what if he kills Harry? He's the one that kills Harry. Like, somehow, some way, he does it. I don't know. He misfires a tentacle and shoom, done. What if that's the thing that gets him out of the suit as well?
I think it's going to be more of Harry's dad dying, and then you have Harry become Venom, even though granted Venom is Eddie Brock.
Well, they did say Eddie Brock will be in this game and he will be a playable character.
They did say that. We didn't see any screenshots of that. Another playable character, I hope, is Black Cat. We've seen her in the photos when they were going back. They showed Prowler, and for a second, I thought it was Deadpool because it was going super fast. I'm like, wait, pause, enhance. Is that Deadpool? And then I'm like, oh, it's Prowler. Also, the Master dude, what's his name? Skillmaster?
Taskmaster.
Taskmaster is in the game as well. And Tombstone was also shown as a picture. I hope we get more characters. It's not just the same people from the previous Spider-Man games, which is kind of cool. You add the lore, but I want more characters, cutscenes, one more people. I want the Fantastic Four or the Avengers Towers, at least. And because we did get the Avengers Towers in Spider-Man 1.
I don't know if you played this Spider-Man game, but it was called Web of Shadows. I don't know.
It's an old game. I heard about it. I never played it, but I know that game.
So that game, I feel, is peak. Like, that's my favorite Spider-Man game.
That's a lot of people's favorite Spider-Man game.
And it's only for the fact it handles the symbiote suit very well. And mm-hmm. it's like, it gives you choices in cutscenes to either do the good thing or do the bad thing. And if you do the good thing, you're treated as good Peter for the rest of the story. If you do the bad thing, then you're going to get the negative ending. And I feel that's going to be in play in this game as well.
Did Little K always pick the bad ending?
That was a good Spider-Man. Good Spider-Man.
You were a good noodle?
I tried to be. Yeah. But the combat, let's talk about that real quick. Dude pinned a guy to the side of a house and just ka-chowed him. Lights out. You're done. Game over. the combat from the first game was great. It was just quintessential, like what Batman Arkham did for Batman in combat. This game is just killing it.
I really hope that the swinging mechanic for the symbiote is completely different than the regular thing. Mm-hmm. I want to feel like what you do regular is completely different because it's not organic. It's a living organism on Peter. So you should be swinging differently. The flying should be more like aggressive when you're, because with the new console, you can feel the stuff going like super fast, super soft. I want to feel like the Venom symbiote is just like dragging Peter up from building to building instead of just freely swinging the building to building.
And that's a good point to bring up, too. We saw in the trailer, Miles is, like, flying through the city between, like, wind streams with his flying suit. Thought that was great. They also answered the question. Like, there was rumors heading up to this trailer. Will this game be multiplayer? Because, like you said, we got Miles Morales and we got Spider-Man. The logical thing there would have been, hey, let's just make it a two-player game or a multiplayer. Whatever. But they're doing this thing like GTA 5 did where you can switch between Miles and Peter at the same time and like they're doing their own things. I think that's a great idea.
I think so too, but which I kind of wish they take the aspect of it from Gotham Knights. It's where Gotham Knights, like, you continue the story and you can have your friend pick another character like Jason Todd, like Dick Grayson, like everything. So you could be Batgirl, your friend could be Nightwing, and they could continue the story, one cohesive story. And I wish they added that. So like you could play as Miles Morales, and me and you could do the story together. I feel like I wish they kind of did that. I get it why they did it where it's like the GTA, but I feel like it'll be more. You have more people playing with their friends if they do it where it's same story. You could play with your buddies.
Yeah, and I think the playing multiplayer in like, and it's just a PlayStation thing. They make the single player games. They make those cinematic PlayStation experiences you can only get on that platform. I don't know if this game would have done well as multiplayer, only for the fact there's a lot of mechanics to juggle, being the swinging, the combat. Mm-hmm. I feel like if it was multiplayer and you've played like Gotham Knights, doing combination moves with Peter and Miles, I feel it takes a lot more. I don't know what the word for it, but like it needs to be very smooth, like because that's who Spider-Man is. It's agile, I think, that's the word.
And I mean, like, I think they are, because they, as much of annoying as it is, they weren't showing any trailers, they weren't showing screenshots. You could tell they were focused on this game to make it as good to release for this the state of PlayStation. Because granted, we didn't see anything before the state of spaceship. We didn't hear screenshots. We didn't see rumors and anything like that. They're like making sure this game runs. It's coming out in fall.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
We got a release date, fall, so I hope this game runs as smoothly as possible. I got two questions for you, Kev. if you want to, hi Ollie, hit him in the bark in the background. Two stories, about two top two questions. One, who do you think is going to be in, who's going to be the third villain in the Spider-Man 3 game? Who do you think is going to be calling? We haven't played it because, you know, last game, it was kind of teased. It was Harry Styles and the Venom and all that.
You said Harry Styles.
I said Harry Styles. Wow, because you're the one who got in my head. Harry Osborn. Hey. Who do you think, just calling your shot right now, who do you speculate? You don't have to call your shot like how I call my shot. Who do you speculate is going to be the villain in Spider-Man 3 without even playing it?
It's tricky because Spider-Man 1 did already the Sinister Six.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Doc Ock, Rhino, Vulture, Electro,
Scorpion,
and am I missing? I'm definitely, that's five.
Yeah.
I'm missing one.
There was one.
Was it the punchy dude? Thunder or something? Shell Shock, I don't know. No, it was Mysterio, wasn't it? No.
No, it wasn't Mysterio.
Anywho. I firmly believe for Spider-Man 3, it's going to be Goblin. I think it has to be, unless the Green Goblin is the secret villain in this one. Did you find? You're not even researching?
No. I found it. But I was going to say that was my... guess too. If Harry dies, or, you know, Harry's in, or if, you know, Peter takes him away from Mr. Osborn, and he's like, "What are you doing? That's my son." And then Peter's like, "Well, you're killing him with the symbiote." "No, the symbiote is supposed to save him. This is horrible. Blah blah blah. Don't do that." And Osborn's gonna be thinking negatively, like, "He's trying to kill my son. I know what's best. He's gonna be the main villain." He could really be the main villain of Spider-Man 2. I could also see him being the villain of Spider-Man 3, all of the outcomes of what happened in Spider-Man 2. Anyway, going back to your question, the leader was Dr. Octopus, Mr. Yes. Negative,
Mr. Electro, Negative was the
Vulture, Rhino, and Scorpion.
Mr. Negative was the guy
that
I was thinking about. I also want to point out, like, that game, what that did with all those villains, and I assume, like, in this game, we have Lizard, we have Venom, we have Kraven the Hunter. Taskmaster is still, like, out there, but I don't really consider
him a side.
He's going to be a side person. That's three, I would argue, major Spider-Man villains. And it's like, Rhino was in the first game, too.
Tombstone was in it. Did you play the DLCs of the Spider-Man game?
I did not.
It was the DLCs kind of tease Yoko, the cop, turning
Yuri.
He
was Yuri, I think, because that's the actor's name who plays Spider-Man, but it's really
the Yurko wanna be no one wanna blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get canceled for that. She was getting teased as a villain arc near the end because, you know, she gets kicked off of the police force or whatever. She's turning into a villain, so she might be another one in it. And then there's what's that white chick's name? So was Sable, because she was kind of like a side villain. You could put her as a main villain with Tombstone. You could do that. I want more Felicia Harding. That's what I want as the main story. Also, did you ever see Felicia Harding in the symbiote outfit in one of the Spider-Man games?
No, I have not.
Oh my god! You keep talking. I'm gonna look this up for you.
This guy. As far as this game goes, I am extremely hyped for it. I think it's gonna be great. I think. Across the board, I think what they're doing for this franchise, it sucks that it's just PlayStation, but that's the way things go nowadays. But yeah, I'm excited to play it.
I mean, the first Spider-Man game later on did become on Steam.
But I'm impatient when it comes to, especially Spider-Man. I'm for this. Oh, that was in Web of Shadows.
Yeah, that outfit.
See, I remember her as that other one with all the tentacles coming out of her hair. But yeah, that was a little nightmare fuel. But yeah, like, I'm excited to play this game. I'm all for it. I can't wait to see more of it and just get my hands on it and start swinging around because I am Spider-Man.
Yeah, but I want that Felicia's Venom suit.
But what also, the other thing you want are more episodes of the Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleef Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
The idiot of the podcast, aiming the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Bleef. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleef.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.